Much of what little snow has fallen in the eastern interior has melted away this week due to a warm spell that set in over the region, unlike the situation in the western interior and the southern slope of the Brooks Range.
In the Koyukuk Valley, there's been a lot of snow, some places double the normal snowpack.
Rick Toman is a climate specialist with UAF's Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy.
At Bettles, the greatest snowpack since the winter of 1992-93.
But Toman says snow is sparse in some areas in the central and eastern interior, especially along the Alaska Range.
Only a foot of snow on the ground at Denali Park headquarters right now. Normal for this point in the season to be over 20.
Toman says the problem is even more pronounced farther to the east, especially around Delta Junction.
In the Delta area and farther up the Tananaw Valley, snowpack is quite thin, really from about Shaw Creek all the way up to Tok and Northway area.
Toman says Tok has gotten about 30 inches of snow this year, about two-thirds the normal amount, but that's still about twice as much as some areas around Delta Junction have gotten.
They are a little better over that far east than in the Delta area, but not a lot better.
Toman says a weather observer in the nearby town of Big Delta has recorded only about 14.5 inches of snow so far this winter. That's about a third of the area's usual snowfall. And Toman says the lack of snow to cover the ground has made buried water lines more susceptible to freezing up as the frost line drops deeper into the ground.
This is very typically the time of the year that if there are going to be problems with freezing pipes underground, the tail end of winter and the spring is when those generally show up.
Toman says if the problem persists and precipitation remains well below normal, and if temperatures remain well above normal, it could also lead to an early onset of this year's wildfire season. State Forestry spokesman Tim Mowry agrees.
What it really translates to is potentially an earlier start to, you know, the earlier fire season, you know, where it's the dead grass and leaves and all that stuff before the pre-green up fire season.
But Mowry says it would not be unusual for the area to get more snow and cold weather in these last few weeks leading up to breakup.
We could get a dump of snow between now and, you know, in the next month.
But it doesn't appear that's likely to happen soon. And with the National Weather Service predicting the area's daytime highs to reach into the upper 30s, it's possible precipitation may fall in a liquid instead of frosty form. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.